Hey, what's up, everyone? God bless you. I'm Coffee with Pastor E, a.k.a. Reflections. And I want to bless your life. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for your mercies and your goodness upon our lives. And Lord, this word that I'm going to release, let it refresh, renew, and restore our lives by the power of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, the title of our reflection today is Spirit of Procrastination. You know, the word comes from Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. And whatever you do, do it heartily. Now, one of the many things that I've learned in my life and recently in our seminary class was the word or mood of procrastination. In reality, it is a spirit that will rob you and will divide your heart to discourage you. To break out of that spirit of procrastination, we need to break the bad habits that plague us. What does the Bible say about procrastination? The procrastination is the act of the willfully delaying the doing of something that should be done. And in some people, it is a habit, a way of handling any task. While the word itself is not found in the word of God, we can find some principles to help guide us. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23a. The scriptures are clear. If we work at it with our hearts, we won't allow the spirit of procrastination to rob the work we need to do in his kingdom. To divide hearts of confidence and bring discouragement to a point of confusion. Hashtag bad habits. Not let it rob you. Hashtag working 9 to 5. LOL. Hashtag don't stop. Hashtag Pastor E. Let us pray. Father, we pray this morning or this day, Father God, that you may continue to bless us, Father God, with your wonderful and blessed word. And Lord, that word may impact our lives. Lord, that spirit of procrastination will not come and stop us from doing what we need to do in the kingdom of God. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray. Amen. God bless you.